Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe.
Well, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded, white, Christian, Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this is for Monday, October the 17th, 2016. And we're going to be covering Ele Debarim, which is These Are the Words, chapter 27 and 28. That's the book of Deuteronomy. These are very full chapters, and I'm going to have to get right into it without a lot of comment, because chapter 28 particularly is a very large chapter. So let's get started. Chapter 27 is dealing with the commandment to do the curses and blessings on Mount Ebal and Mount Gerizim. It continues into 28, and a lot of repeat of commandments here for the new people of Israel. The old generation had all died out, all except for Joshua son of Nun and Caleb son of Jephunneh. They were the only two that were left. So all the younger generation needed to hear all these commandments over again. They needed a reminder, and Moshe was getting ready to be taken by Yahweh and gathered unto his people. And he had to make sure this was done and that the chain of command continued successfully, because he was not allowed to go into the promised land. Chapter 27, verse 1. And commanded Moshe with the elders of Israel to the people, saying, keep all the commandments that I command you this day. Verse 2. And it shall be on the day that you pass over the Jordan, that's the Jordan River, to the land that Yahweh Eloheka gives you, you shall set up 6965, which means makes to stand, all stones of greatness, and shall whitewash them, 7874, with whitewash, 7875. That is a coating of lime. You see that on a lot of buildings today, whitewashed buildings. Verse 3, and you shall write upon them all the words of this Torah, speaking particularly of the words of this book that he is recounting to the new Israelites, when you have passed over, so that you may enter into the land that Yahweh Eloheka gives you, a land that flows with milk and honey, that spoke of Yahweh Elohe to your forefathers. It shall be when you pass over the Jordan that you shall set up these stones that I command you today on Mount Ebal, that's E-Y-B-A-L, 5858, and whitewash them with whitewash. And you shall build there an altar to Yahweh Eloheka, an altar of stones. You shall not wield 5130, that's noof, means to move to and fro. You shall not wield upon them a tool of iron, 1270, Barzel. Now, verses 5 and 6, you can reference Exodus 20, verse 25. With stones that are whole, 8003, Shelemoth, as complete, unworked. You shall build the altar of Yahweh Eloheka. You shall send up 5927 upon it burnt offerings, 5930, to Yahweh Eloheka. That means your divine being. And you shall slaughter offerings of well-being. Offerings of well-being is 8002. That's one word. And shall eat there and rejoice, 8055, before Yahweh Eloheka. Verse 8. And you shall write upon the stones all the words of this Torah declared, 874, thoroughly, 3190. That's Hetev, as done well. And spoke Yahweh and the priest of the Leviim to all Israel, saying, take heed, 5535, and listen, O Israel. This day you have become the people of Yahweh Eloheka. These are the new generation. The old ones that sinned had died out, all except Joshua and Caleb. You shall listen to the voice of Yahweh Eloheka and do his commandments and his statutes that I command you today. And commanded Moshe the people that day, saying, these, and the words representative is implied by the naming of the people of the tribes. These representatives shall stand to bless, 1288, the people upon Mount Gerizim, 1630, when you have passed over the Jordan, that's the Jordan River, of Shimeon, 8095, and of Levi, 3878, and of Yehuda, 3063, and of Issachar, 3488, and of Yosef, 3130, and of Binyamin. All these tribes were named, and they were representative of the tribes. And verse 12, you can reference Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 29, and Joshua chapter 8, 33 through 35. And these representatives shall stand to curse 7045, Hakalalah, in the Hebrew, among Mount Ebal, E-Y-B-A-L, 5858, of Reuben, 7205, Gad, 1410, and of Asher, 836, of Zebulun, 2074, Dan, 1835, and of Naphtali, 5321. He named all the tribes. Some on one mountain and some on another mountain. They're going to go back and forth. Verse 14, and shall answer the Leviim and say to all men of Israel with an uplifted voice. Verse 15, cursed, 779, be the man that makes, 6213, a carved idol, 6459, or cast idol, 4541, an abomination, 8441, to Yahweh, the work, 4639, of the hands of the craftsman, 2796, and sets it up, 7760, in secrecy, 5643, and answered all the people and said, amen. That's 543, and it means verily, truly, or so be it. And verse 15, you can reference Exodus 20, verse 4, and 34, verse 17, Leviticus 19, verse 4, and 26, verse 1. And Deuteronomy 4, 15 through 18, and 5, verse 8. And 779, cursed is Arur, and secrecy is 5643, Sather. 16, cursed be he that dishonors, 7034, his father or his mother. And said all the people, Amen. Now, verse 16, you can reference Exodus 20, verse 12, Deuteronomy 5, verse 16. So he's going back through these commandments. Verse 17. Cursed be he that moves, 5253, the boundary marker, 1366, literally a border, of another man, and said all the people, Amen. And for verse 17, you can reference Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 14. Verse 18, cursed be he that causes to go astray, that's one word, 7686, the blind, 5787, from the path, 1870, and said all the people, Amen. And verse 18, you can reference Leviticus chapter 19, verse 14. Verse 19, cursed be he that perverts, 5186, justice, 4941, of the sojourner, the fatherless child, and the widow, and said all the people, Amen. And verse 19, you can reference Exodus 22, verses 21, 23, verse 9, Leviticus 19, verses 33 and 34, Deuteronomy 24, verses 17 and 18. Verse 20, cursed be he that lies, 7901, that would be sexually, with the wife of his father, because he uncovers, 1540, the skirt, 3671, of his father, and said all the people, Amen. And verse 20, you can reference Leviticus 18, verse 8, 20, verse 11, and Deuteronomy 22, verse 30. Verse 21, cursed be he that lies sexually with any beast, 929, that's behemah, that's two-legged beast or four-legged beast. In other words, you're not to race mix, and said all the people, Amen. And verse 21, you can reference Exodus 22, verse 19, Leviticus chapter 18, verse 23, and 20, verse 15. Verse 22, cursed be he that lies sexually with his sister, 269, the daughter of his father or the daughter of his mother, and said all the people, Amen. And verse 22, you can reference Leviticus 18, verse 9, and 20, verse 17. Verse 23, cursed be he that lies sexually with his mother-in-law, 2859, and said all the people, Amen. 23, you can reference Leviticus 18, verse 17, and 20, verse 14. Verse 24, cursed be he that smites to death, 5221, another person secretly, 5643, and said all the people, Amen. Verse 25, cursed be he that takes a bribe, 7810, to smite to death a person of innocent, 5355, blood, 1818, and said all the people, Amen. And that's gone on in our government, has it not? Remember Waco and Ruby Ridge and many others? Verse 26, cursed be he that does not confirm, 6965, that means make to stand, the words of this Torah, specifically speaking of this particular book, of the recounting of all the teachings, to do them, 6213, and said all the people, Amen. And verse 26, you can reference the book of Galatians, chapter 3, verse 10. Remember that these people were shepherds, and so were the pagans all around them. They had sheep and goats, and they were not to lie with beasts, okay? And that also means two-legged beasts, which they had as slaves, beast of the earth, which is a derogatory term for non-Adamic people. So this is going on prolifically today. And they're even trying to bring back bestiality by law, make it legal. It's disgusting. Let's get into chapter 28. Now, these are blessings for obedience. And verses 1 through 14 of chapter 28, you can reference Leviticus 26, verses 3 through 5, and Deuteronomy 11, 13 through 17. And let me get my little sip of coffee here. Getting a little dry. Oh, yes. Verse 1 of chapter 28. And there's a huge little two-letter word in here that make it conditional. And it shall be, if you shall listen diligently to the voice of Yahweh Elohecha to observe and do all his commandments that I command you today, that will set 5414 you, Yahweh Elohecha, on high, 5945, over all the nations of the land. All right, these were all the non-Adamic people, and he was going to put Israel over all of these people because they were his chosen ones if they obeyed his commandments. Verse 2, and shall come upon you all these blessings, 1, 2, 9, 3, and overtake, 5, 3, 8, 1, you, and overtake you, because you listen to the voice of Yahweh Elohecha. Blessed, 1, 2, 8, 8, shall you be in the city, 5, 8, 9, 2, and blessed shall you be in the field, 7, 7, 0, 4. Blessed shall be the fruit, 6, 5, 2, 9, of your womb, 9, 9, 0, and the fruit of your ground, 1, 2, 7, and the fruit of your beasts, 9, 2, 9, their livestock. The increase, 7, 6, 9, 8, of your oxen, 5, 0, 4, and the flocks, 6, 2, 5, 1, of your sheep, 6, 6, 2, 9. Blessed shall be your basket, 2, 9, 3, 5, and your netting trough. That's where they netted dough, or kneaded dough, kneading trough, 4, 8, 6, 3. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed when you go forth. Shall give Yahweh your hated enemies that rise up against you to be smitten, 5, 0, 6, 2, before you. By one way they will go forth against you, and seven ways they shall flee, 5, 1, 2, 7, before you. Shall command Yahweh upon you the blessing in your storehouses, 6, 1, 8, and in all the works of your hands. In other words, building your houses and your cities and making of your items that you live with, ye will be blessed. Blessed shall be the land that Yahweh Elohecha gives to you. Shall establish, 6, 9, 6, 5, you, Yahweh, as a people holy to him, as he has sworn, 7, 6, 50, to you, because you shall keep the commandments of Yahweh Elohecha and walk, 1980, in his ways, 1870. That's an if, okay? If you do these things. Verse 10, and shall see all the peoples of the land that the name of Yahweh you are called, that by the name of Yahweh you are called, and they shall be afraid of you. Okay, oh boy. That's the, if you do these things, okay? And we have stopped doing these things, and people are no longer afraid of us. Shame on us, okay? But we have a chance to go back. He will accept us back, but we have to repent and change our ways and go back to his pure worship. Verse 11, and shall make abundant, 3498, Yahweh, prosperity, 2896. That means literally good. In the fruit of your womb, in the fruit of your beasts, in the fruit of the ground, on the ground that swore Yahweh to your forefathers to give you. Well, we're in dispersion from that ground right now. But Yeshua's coming, folks, and he's going to set things right, including us. Verse 12, shall open 6605 Yahweh to you his good, 2896 storehouse, 214. In other words, he's going to give you all of his good. The sky, 8064, to give rain, 4306, to the land in its proper time, 6256, and to bless all the work of your hands, and you shall lend, 3867, to many nations, and you shall not borrow, 3867. Oop! 3867 has a dual usage, lend and borrow. Hilawitha, and borrow is tilaway. Okay? We will lend and not borrow? How far in debt are we because of the usury of our Edomite masters today? Because we have not obeyed these commands? Remember, if? Well, if has come to pass. If we obeyed, we wouldn't have this today. But we haven't. But we have a chance to go back. A remnant is arising from Israel. And times are changing. And our master's empire is crumbling. And they're going to fall. Verse 13. And shall make you, Yahweh, the head. 7218. And not the tail, 2180. Uh-huh. Well, we're the tail today. And you shall be above, 4605 only, 7535. And you shall not be beneath, 4295. Because you listen to the commandments of Yahweh Elohecha that I command to you to keep and do. Command to you today to keep and do, pardon me. Okay, where are we now? What's happened? Verse 14, and you shall not turn aside, 5493, from any of the words that I command you today, to the right hand, 3225, or the left, 8040, to walk after other Elohim to serve them, other mighty ones. Okay, here comes a change. 15. But it shall be, if, 518, you will not listen to the voice of Yahweh Elohecha to observe and do all the commandments and statutes that I command you today, then shall come upon you all these curses, 7045, and overtake you, 5381. And verse 15 through 68 of chapter 28, reference Leviticus 26, verses 14 through 33 and Numbers 33, 56. Verse 16, and I'm just going to read the curses. It goes all the way through 68. Cursed shall you be in the city, and cursed shall you be in the field. Cursed shall be your basket and kneading trough. Cursed shall be the fruit of your womb and the fruit of your ground, the increase of your cattle and the flocks of your sheep. This is all if you don't listen, okay? Cursed shall you be when you come in, and cursed shall you be when you go forth. Shall send Yahweh upon you cursing, 3994, discomfiture, 4103, and rebuke, 4045, in all you put your hand to do, until you are destroyed, 8045, and until you perish, 6, quickly, 4118, from the presence of your wicked, 7455, deeds, 4611, by which you have forsaken, 5800, me. Are we not being destroyed? Are we not discomfited by all these illegal laws and brutal treatment from our oppressors? Are we not suffering the rebuke of Yahweh today? Repent, return to His pure worship. Shall make to cleave, 1692, Yahweh to you the pestilence, 1698, until you are consumed, 3615, from upon the ground that you went there to possess. We are in dispersion. We are no longer in that land. The Jews have that land, and they haven't got it completely because they've never settled it. They are in rebellion over there constantly against them. So we're in dispersion. We're being punished. But there is a way back through Yeshua Messiah. Verse 22, shall smite you, Yahweh, with a consumption, 7829, and with a fever, 6920, and with an inflammation, 1816, and with a violent fever, 2746, and with the sword, 2719, and with blight, 7711, and with mildew, 3420, and they shall pursue, 7291, and they shall pursue you until you perish, 6. And shall become the sky that is over your head as bronze, 5178, and the land that is underneath as iron, 1270. In other words, the land won't yield to you. That whole land has dried up over there. It's desert and rock. 24, and shall make Yahweh the rain, 4306, of your land powder, 80, and dust, 6083. From the sky it shall come down upon you until you are destroyed, 8045. Well, all that took place, we're out of that land and we're being punished here. And now our crops are not giving sustenance because they're genetically modified. They're worthless. Shall give you, Yahweh, to be smitten, 5062, before your hated enemies. One way you shall go forth against them, and seven ways you shall flee, 5127, before them, and shall become a terror, 2189, to all the kingdoms of the land. When we were a Christian nation, we were a powerhouse. Since we have become an apostate nation and don't obey Yahweh's laws and have the laws of man and are allowing all these perversions that Yahweh hates, our power is being destroyed. And we're losing. If we get in a big war now, because until we repent, this nation will lose that war. What will come then? Oh, Israel. What can we do? Verse 26, and shall be your carcasses, 5038, food, 3978, for all the birds, 5775, of the sky, and the beasts of the land, and none shall terrify them. 2729, nothing, no one will write them off, run them off. They'll just eat you. You'll be laying all over. That could be coming. We don't know what's going on, people. Look what's coming to pass these days. 27. Will smite you, Yahweh, with the boils, 7822, of Mitzrayim, and with the hemorrhoids, 2914, and with scabs, 1618, and with the itch, 2775, of which you are not able, 3201, to be healed, 7495. Will smite you, Yahweh, with madness, 7697, and blindness, 5788, and confusion, 8541, of mind, 3824. Is that not going on today? Madness? We see madness all around us. Blindness, spiritual blindness. The people of this land do not see the truth of Yahweh except for the remnant. Now, you fence sitters out there that are just waiting to make up your mind, listen to these words and look around you and see if this has not come to pass. Verse 29, and you shall be groping, 4959, at noonday, 6672, as grope the blind, 5787, in darkness, 653. In other words, you'll be stumbling around not knowing what you're doing, and shall not prosper, 6743, in your ways, and shall be oppressed, 6231, and robbed, 1497, all your days, and none, 369, shall save, 3467, you. Are we not groping around blindly in darkness, which means ignorance? It's a metaphor for ignorance. And all our industry is gone to foreign lands. We're not prospering here. And are we not oppressed by the usurers and robbed by the usurers? Who's going to save us? Only Yahshua. Verse 30. A wife you shall betroth, 781, and another man shall ravish her. And ravish is 7693 and 7902 combined. A house you shall build and not dwell in it. A vineyard you shall plant, 5193, and not eat the grapes of it. That's one word, 2490. In other words, we're making all this stuff today, and other people are benefiting from it, but we are not. Your ox, 7794, shall be slaughtered, 2873, before your eyes, and you shall not eat of it. Your ass, 2543, shall be violently taken away, 1497, from before you. And shall not be returned to you. Your sheep, 6629, given to your hated enemies, and none to save them. All right, these things are metaphorical for what is being done to us now. They're taking all that we have. And nobody wants to help us because America is now hated. The enemy has stirred up all these nations against us. The enemy from within, they have infiltrated us and run the media and the government and all these other things. But all of that will change, but only for the remnant. And that's what I'm trying to get you to do, is to become part of the remnant of Yahweh's people that are going to be faithful. That's all. I want you to get off the fence and say, Yahweh is my Elohim, and Yahshua is my Redeemer, and I will serve him and none other. I will not worship these false gods of sports figures and all this other nonsense. So it's an ongoing problem. Oh boy. I get going and get a frog in my throat here. Here we go. Verse 32, your sons and your daughters shall be given to another people, and your eyes shall look and long for them all the day, and no might shall be in your hand. Might is 4:10. Are not our daughters being raped by another people? Aren't they? Here, Great Britain, France, the rape gangs, the rapists, the dark rapists here in this land. You gonna refute that? That's hard to deny. It's on the Jews media. It even reports it. So what do you say? You know, how do you deny this? Verse 33, the fruit of your ground and all your labor shall be eaten by a people that you do not know. And we've been feeding the world, and the world hates us. And you shall only, 7535, be oppressed, 6231, and crushed, 7533, all these days. How far has the white population of the world declined? Through miscegenation and outright murder and the continual Jewish wars, and the white boys go off and fight and die so the Jews can make a profit and get a double benefit because they want to eliminate the Caucasian people. Verse 34, so you will become insane, 7696, from the sights, 4758, that your eyes shall see. Aren't we appalled by what we see on the news daily? Verse 35, shall smite you, Yahweh, in the knees, 1290, and then the leg, 7785, with harmful 7451 boils, 7822, that are not able to be healed, from the sole 3709 of your feet to the top of your head, 6936. Staph infections, perhaps? MRSA? Shall bring you and your king that you shall set, 6965, over you to a nation, 1471, that you have not known, you nor your forefathers, and you shall serve there other Elohim of wood and stone. That happened. That was the captivity that was going to be coming. All right, that's already done. That verse has been fulfilled. We went into Babylonian captivity and Assyrian captivity. Verse 37, and you shall become an astonishment, 8047, a proverb, 4912, and a taunt, 8148, among all the peoples where shall lead, 5090, you, Yahweh, there. They laughed at us when we were in captivity. All right, well, that captivity has ended. But aren't the nations laughing at us now? Verse 38. Much seed shall go forth to your fields, but little, 4592, shall you gather, 622. For the locust, 697, shall consume it, 2628. That occurred. Vineyards, 3754, you shall plant, 5193, and 10, 5647, them. But the wine, 3196, you shall not drink, 8354, nor gather the grapes, 103, because the vine weevils, 8438, shall eat them. Olive trees you shall have in all your territory, but with the olive oil you shall not anoint yourself, because shall drop off the olive trees their fruit. That happened. They were in infertile land. We're not in infertile lands today. But who owns them? What are they growing on them? Getting bad. Sons and daughters you shall beget, but they shall not be yours, for they shall go into captivity. That occurred. That occurred. All your trees and fruit of your ground shall possess the locust, 6767. The alien sojourner within you shall rise up above you very high, and you shall come down very low. What has happened to us today? The alien sojourner that is very high over us. He shall lend to you, 3867. You shall not lend to him. He shall be the head and you shall be the tail. What has happened here today with the usurers? Verse 44, you can reference Proverbs 22, verse 7. Verse 45, shall come upon you all these curses, and shall pursue you and overtake you until you are destroyed, because you do not listen to the voice of Yahweh Eloheka to keep his commandments and his statutes that he commanded you. And they shall be upon you for a sign and a wonder upon your seed line until everlasting. Okay, that means a very long time. And it's been a very long time. We've been in dispersion a long time. Because that you do not serve Yahweh Eloheka with rejoicing. 8057. With goodness, 2898 of heart, 3824. From the abundance, 7230 of all. We rejoiced at the Feast of Tabernacles because we are the remnant. We will rejoice at Passover. We will rejoice at the Feast of Unleavened Bread and the Feast of Trumpets and all the feasts. The remnant is rejoicing. We have returned. We want you to join us, fence sitters. You Judeo-Christians out there. We want you to rejoice with us because Yahweh is our Elohim. Verse 48, you shall serve your hated enemies which shall send Yahweh in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in need of all given things. A yoke of iron will be upon your neck until he destroys you. Is not usury a yoke of iron upon our neck? Shall bring Yahweh upon you a nation from far off, 7350, from the end of the land that flies swiftly, 1675, as the eagle, 5404, a nation of which you cannot understand, 8085, their language, 3956, a nation of fierce countenance, that does not lift up the person of the elder, and shows the youth no mercy. Has that not happened? and shall eat the fruit of your beast and the fruit of your ground until you are destroyed, which shall not leave you corn, new wine, or fresh oil, the increase of your cattle or the flocks of your sheep, until he has destroyed you. That occurred during the captivities. And now we're out of the captivities and we have another shot at it. But only through Yeshua Messiah. They shall besiege you in all your gates until come down your walls high and fortified that you trusted. That happened. Throughout all your land, they shall besiege you in all your gates throughout all your land that gave Yahweh Eloheka to you. That happened. And you shall eat the fruit of your womb, the flesh of your sons and your daughters that gave you Yahweh Eloheka in the siege, 4692, and in the straitness, 4689, by which distress, 6693, you, your hated enemies. That's cannibalism, and that happened. 54, the man that is tender and very dainty, his eye shall be evil toward his brother. That's greedy. And toward the wife of his bosom, 2436, and toward the remnant of his children that are left, the ones he didn't eat before. That happened. That's it may happen again. We don't know. So that he will not give to any of them from the flesh of his children whom he shall eat. Because he has nothing left in the siege and in the straitness by which distressed you, your hated enemies, and all your gates. That happened at Jerusalem. That happened. A tender and dainty woman which would not pass over the sole of her foot upon the ground for daintiness and from tenderness, her eye shall be evil toward the husband of her bosom and toward her son and turn her daughter and toward her young one, 7988, that comes forth from between her feet. Verse 57, you can reference 2 Kings 6, 28 and 29 and Lamentations chapter 4, verse 10. Because she shall eat them for the need of everything secretly, 5643, in the siege and the straitness by which distress you, your hated enemies, in your gates. That happened at Jerusalem. 58. If you do not observe and do all the words of this Torah that are written in this scroll, 5612, that you fear this name that is honored and held in awe, Yahweh Eloheka, will make extraordinary, 6381, Yahweh, your plagues, 4347, and the plagues of your seed line, plagues of greatness and long duration, 539, harmful sicknesses of long duration. That happened. The plagues wiped out a bunch of people over there. He shall, not everything applies to today, but it can. It might come again. We don't know what's coming during the tribulation. Be prepared. Verse 60. He shall return upon you all the sicknesses of Mitzrayim that you feared before, and they shall cleave to you. Also, every sickness and every plague that are not written in this scroll of Torah will bring up Yahweh upon you until you are destroyed. We've got a lot of that going on today. And you shall be left few in number instead of being as the stars of the skies for multitude because you did not listen to the voice of Yahweh Eloheka. The Caucasian population has been reduced drastically. Verse 63, and it shall be as rejoiced Yahweh over doing you good and multiplying you, so will rejoice Yahweh over destroying you and exterminating you, and shall uproot you from upon the soil that you go there to possess. That happened. We're gone from that land. We're in dispersion. And shall scatter you, Yahweh, among all the peoples. We're in dispersion. from one end of the land to the other end of the land, and you shall serve their other Elohim that you did not know, you or your forefathers, wood and stone. That happened in Babylon and Assyria. Among these nations you will find no rest, nor shall there be a resting place for the sole of your foot, but shall give Yahweh to you a heart of quaking, 7268, and failing, 3631, eyes, and a languishing, 1671, of being, 5315, and shall be your life, 2416, hung up, 8511, in front, 5048, of you, and you shall fear, 6342, night and day, and have no trust, 539, in your life. That's verse 66. You're going to be constantly afraid, day and night. Verse 67. In the morning you shall say, if only it were evening, 6153. And at evening you shall say, if only it were morning, 1242. From the fear in your heart that you fear, and for the sights of your eyes that you see, you're going to be constantly afraid and wish the day were over. In the morning, oh, if it were only evening. In other words, the day would end at evening, and the new day would begin. And at evening you shall say, if only it were morning, so you could see the light of the daylight. Now, verses 66 and 67, do not have anything to do with when the Hebrew day begins. The day begins at evening. This is just speaking of fear. This is the context of these two verses. Constant fear, and that is all that it applies to. Verse 68, and shall return to you Yahweh to Mitzrayim with ships, 591, by the way that I spoke of to you, and you shall no more again see it, and you shall be sold, 4376, there to your hated enemies for slaves and slave girls, and no man shall acquire you. In other words, you'll be worthless. And these are the words of the covenant which commanded Yahweh to Moshe to make with the children of Israel in the land of Moab, beside the covenant that he made with them in Korab. And verse 69 is 29:1 in the King James Version. Okay? The Hebrew verses are in different order in the actual Hebrew. They have changed things around in the King James and others, and it takes things out of context. All of these plagues and blessings had to do with the obedience. They were conditional. Okay, we founded America. We had British common law, which was godly law. Came over from Britain, and then we started coming from Germany and France and the Netherlands and just all over, and we migrated here. We got all the tribes here in the United States. There are a great many believing Christians in Europe, in Britain. There are a tremendous amount in South Africa. The Boer people don't do churchianity. They know that they are Israelites and are blessed. The remnant is being gathered now. We are seeing it come to pass. Our job as Israelites now is to teach the truth to our brothers and sisters, even if it makes them mad. Some of them are going to hate you. Some of them may even try to harm you or harm you. Somebody told us. Now we have to tell somebody else. Every one of us that believes on Yahshua Messiah and wishes to obey Him is an ambassador for Him. We cannot hide our light under a bushel. Yes, we at EFR are putting our lives on the line. We're right out there telling the truth, and we may pay a physical price for it in this world. But this world is only a temporary thing. These bodies wear out and break down, and we pass away anyway. We can get hit by a bus that jumps the curb at a bus stop. Get killed in a drive-by shooting. Choke on a piece of chicken. Hey, look. We're going to leave these vessels unless we are still in them when Yahshua returns and we are transformed into new ones. This is only a testing ground, brothers and sisters. That's all the purpose of this existence is a choosing place of whom we are going to follow. Light or darkness. It says in the New Testament, we're children of light. That is enlightenment. That is metaphorical. That doesn't mean daylight or darkness. And that means ignorance. That does not actually mean night. That's metaphorical only. As it is dually, with dual meanings in Genesis. Yahweh created light. Okay, that means light, physical sunlight, or enlightenment, knowledge. And dark means actual night, or ignorance. When it's in the New Testament, it is referring only to enlightenment or ignorance, not physical daylight or darkness. And it does not have anything to do at all with when the day begins in the Hebrew. All the feasts began at dusk, all of them. It's listed all through Scripture when the feast days began. The Hebrew day, not the Jewish day, the Hebrew day began when the other day ended at dusk, when it was full dark and the sun was all the way down, was the beginning of the Hebrew day. That is the mindset of the Hebrews at that time. Doesn't mean the work day, when you could see to go out and work, has nothing to do with that. It was the Hebrew mindset, not the Jewish mindset. Just because the Jews do certain things doesn't make them there. It is a continuing effort to steal our birthright. They are impersonating Israel. You cannot say that things are Jewish just because the Jews do them. They're trying to steal our heritage, and I will not allow it. I will say Shalom Aleichem to all of you, and I will speak with you again on the morrow. Yahweh bless.